Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan. 877-337-6666 is the number to call. So I had a really cool night, as a matter of fact. I went into to work at SNY, did the Baseball Night New York show, and for whatever reason, I was just off today. I didn't have it. And I left the studio, and they're like, oh, good show. And it was all right. I was like, nah, I just didn't have for whatever reason, I didn't have it. Couldn't find it. Didn't have my A game today. I mean, we managed. We got through the show. It was fine, but didn't have it. Anyway, drove home, and I wanted to do this show from home. So I usually, you know, a couple of nights a week, whatever, I'll decide to do that depending on the schedule. And I get home, and normally my daughter is asleep, but yet I hear, you know, my wife is putting her to sleep, and I hear the footsteps coming down the stairs, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe she went to bed early for my wife, and now my wife could come down, we could hang out or whatever, maybe watch some Housewives as I have the games on the other TV. But no, it's my wife and daughter both. She couldn't go to sleep, so she surprised me. They came down. Now, she's not really talking. She's 2 years old, but she just started to say, you know, she's saying some words in some shape or form. So, naturally, as soon as I get in, I put on the games. I have one TV in this particular room that I'm watching. I'm flipping back between both the Yankees and the Mets. And I had the Met game on. And my, you know, I was playing with my daughter a little bit, and I was saying, oh, daddy's got to watch, because, you know, normally she's ready to watch whatever crappy shows that we got to put on for her. I shouldn't say crappy shows, but like Miss Rachel or Bluey, or I watch The Muppet Show, whatever. But some of these things, these YouTube channels, oh my God, it's just mind-numbing stuff that's just over and over repeat. Anyway, so I'm like, no, daddy's got to watch baseball. We're putting baseball on. And she started running around the room going, baseball. And then I realized that I probably shouldn't be showing her the Met game and telling her that that's baseball. Because in reality, it was not, in fact, baseball being played by the Mets. And it hasn't been in quite some time. So all the excitement of her running around saying baseball for the first time, repeatedly, baseball, it was taken away, realizing that, the only good baseball we're watching tonight is the Yankees. This Mets team, I can't show her that. I don't want to have her get initiated into baseball with this slop on the screen. Something needs to change. They can't continue. I gave them another chance. Now, you know me. Normally, I am not lenient at all. I see a problem, I complain about it. Get it fixed. With this team, I've been patient because they came off the 101-win season, because I believe in some of the talent that they have there, because it's way early. We've seen teams, the Nationals in 2019, the Braves last year even, we've seen teams start slow and figure it out. Even though they're under 500, now three games under 500, I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. Even though they've been losing to bad teams, and I keep saying it's not about who they're playing, it's about how the Mets are playing. Not about who they're playing, it's about how they're playing. Losing to the Nationals, losing to the Tigers, swept by the Tigers, losing to the Rockies, losing to the Reds, again to the Nationals, like, come on. But it's not about that. It was about, to me, another chance at a reset. It was supposed to happen in Detroit. Scherzer, Verlander. Didn't happen. We're now 2 weeks from when it was supposed to happen. 2 weeks from when we're supposed to have these guys back-to-back in the rotation. And I said, okay, forget about all that's gone on. Forget about yesterday's debacle in Washington to close out that series. Tonight, they start anew. Verlander on the mound at home. I know it's against the Rays, but still, the Mets played better against the Braves than they did against any of those crappy teams that I just mentioned. So maybe they step up to the competition. Maybe with their ace on the mound, their best against the best, maybe they could look like some semblance of a team. Wrong! Verlander got shelled. 5 innings, 6 runs. Not going to get it done. I guarantee you that has Steve Cohen, if he's not questioning the money that he spent, he is questioning, or he's mad at how much money he has spent and the product that he's watching. Because there's no way that amount of money should add up to this amount of wins or this result. The Mets' bats can't get anything going, so when they get behind 3-0, it feels like it's 30-0. They have been a team that has just been a dumb baseball team. I don't know what other way to put it. I mean, they've been dumb. Last year, they didn't beat themselves at all. This year, that's a regular thing, beating themselves. Epler, Buck, and every player to a man is at fault. Every single player that has put on a Mets uniform, and there have been too many of them this year, every one of them are at fault. At some point in time, at least every one of them has failed at least once, maybe more. You would look at Nimmo and say maybe he's been the most consistent, maybe he's been their best player. He has made boneheaded decisions as well. He has had moments that he didn't come through as well. So there isn't a guy who is absolved from the blame. Senga, Scherzer, Verlander, Buck, Epler, you name it. Maybe outside of Steve Cohen, that's it. King Cohen is the only guy we'll not blame. He gave him the money. They're producing crap right now. And something has to change. Now, I'm not saying that Epler needs to be fired. That's ridiculous. Same thing with Buck. That's ridiculous. However, I might like to see a little more emotion from Buck. It's time now. We're seeing it from Boone regularly with the Yankees. Where's that emotion from Buck Showalter? I want to see it. I know he got tossed for the first time last week. I need to see more of it. I want to see some frustration. It can't just be, oh, I trust our guys. They're going to be fine. He can't be the calm, cool, we're going to get out of it type right now when they're doing the same thing and nobody's doing anything on the field. Well, I'll take Verlander, you know, every time. Okay, you will? Well, guess what? He wasn't good enough. Maybe that makes them think it's okay. That type of performance is not okay. Verlander himself said afterward, you know what? It was bleep. He at least took accountability. That's great. You're making your $43 million no matter what this year. This was his third start. May 16th. It's your third start of the year. This is when the Mets needed a good one. They needed him. And he didn't do it. Injured on opening day, no big deal. See you in a month. He makes 3 starts. One of them was atrocious on a night where they desperately needed him to go out there and give him a quality start. So he takes the blame too. Lindor. Who's the leader on this team? We talked about it last night. Who is the leader to hold these guys accountable? Where's Lindor? What about Alonzo? And you need to now start looking for solutions as opposed to, hey, let's move this guy down, let's move this guy up. No. They need significant change. I don't ever want to see David Peterson, period. I don't want to hear about it. Go find somebody else. Go out there and make a trade. Go sign somebody. Do something. No more David Peterson. No more giving Kodai Senga 18 days rest. Get him out there every fifth day. If he can't get it done, then guess what? It was a bad signing. If you signed a pitcher who can't pitch every 5 days, you made a bad signing, Billy Epler. If Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander can't pitch back-to-back in that rotation and be effective, guess what? You miscalculated again. And this is not a second guess. Not that I would not have signed those guys, because I would have. But what the one thing I was asking for in the offseason was more balance. The reason why I wanted more balance with this Mets team was because we saw a pitching-heavy team get beat when it mattered most, when they had their pitching lined up the way that they wanted to. DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett didn't get the job done in Atlanta. Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett didn't get the job done on the wild card. At that point, you have to think to yourself, if you're Billy Epler or Steve Cohen or anybody else in the organization making decisions, hey, you know what? Maybe we should buy on bats as opposed to investing $86 million in pitching. And they didn't add the bats to go along with it. They doubled down in the belief of relying on a top-heavy rotation, or just a relying on a team that's top-heavy with pitching, built around starting pitching. Even though they saw it fail last year when they needed it the most, they doubled down on that belief. Let's go 10 deep in our starting rotation. How's that working out for them? And when you have a lineup that can't hit their way out of a paper bag, it's a problem. So that would be my critique of the Mets' plan in the offseason. They did not do enough offensively to balance out this team in the event that the starting pitching would again not show up. Now, last year, the problem is they didn't have the starting pitching fail until it mattered most against Atlanta or in the wildcard round. It was there the rest of the year, and it worked to the tune of 101 wins. This year, it's not there. It's one of the worst in the league, and it's a major problem. That, combined with the bats being non-existent for the most part, combined with the team doing dumb things on the bases defensively, that's why you have right now what is a bad baseball team. Now, how are they going to fix it? Maybe trim the fat, get rid of Escobar, get rid of Guillorme. I would get rid of Daniel Vogelback. Move Mark Canada to the bench. Bring up Vientos. I don't know about bringing up Mauricio. I think bringing up both would be a panic move. But at this particular point, they may need that. Something's got to change. And they can't wait till the trade deadline. It's not going to work. It's too far away. 877-337-6666. This is a tweeting the white flag emoji night with the Mets.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.